She should be. She should be here. Ah, oh, there she is. Hey. Oh. She's just unconscious. Oh, thank you. Okay. Let's flip her over. No visible injuries. Let me see her rest. Pulse is steady. Okay. So, Kava, what happened? Where are the people who kidnapped her? There are a lot of mirrors here. I guess I should look around, but... It's you! The Piper Demon! Don't take another step towards us. Just because I kissed you doesn't mean that you're safe. You kidnapped my friend. Yeah, you better stay quiet. If you sing when you open your mouth, I'll run you through. I won't hesitate. I've read at least 3 books on swordplay. You didn't kidnap her? I won't fall for your chicanery. It means, like, your tricks. What's that? What did you just throw on the floor? This is my friend's ring. And a ransom letter. Please deliver 1,000 coins at... Ah, I see. And you're also telling me that I can ask her when she wakes up? All right, that is a good point. Maybe it's not chicanery. Well, maybe I do like saying it. I taught you a new word. You should be grateful. I don't know everything about demons, but I know for sure they don't care about money. Humans kidnapped her then. It doesn't surprise me. Her family is rich and powerful. She's also very trusting. I love that about her, but it can really leave you vulnerable, you know? Hey, why are you coming over here? And why are you here? No. Wait, you saved her, didn't you? Stay where you are. I don't trust you entirely, but I'm going to put my sword away. All right, I'm the student, and I'm asking the questions around here. Why did you help my friend? I didn't make a deal with you. You don't owe me anything. Well, you can't just stay there smirking at me. All right. If you're going to be tight-lipped about it, that means I have to guess again, right? This won't be hard for me. I'm a genius. All right. If I had to guess, I would say you were trying to prove something. Or you were trying to curry favor with me. Well, that's kind of foolish of you. I don't have favor with anyone except for the woman who's unconscious on the floor right now. But still, you're nodding at me, but still smirking. I can see the amusement in your eyes. Just because you escaped from me doesn't mean you're slick. You got lucky. Humming up against my lips like that.
Ugh!
I'm mad I fell for it. Well, it was my first time. No, my first time summoning a demon. Not my first time being kissed. Obviously. You can't tell. Right? Why are you smirking? You're still smirking. I can draw my sword again. And if I tried to catch you again, I'd be much more successful. You wouldn't stand a chance. Don't laugh at me. I'm at the top of my class, you know. Not just anyone gets into this university. And you should know that. I'm sure you can watch us all through a mirror or two. Why did you just smirk so much more? Wait, have you watched me? I have a vanity with a big mirror in my dorm room. Yeah, I do have purple curtains. Ugh! Don't look so smug. You're just lucky I know I'm worth looking at. Thank you, though. I hope those kidnappers didn't give you a hard time. Though I imagine you just sang them a lullaby and handled the situation quietly. You're nodding. Good. I wasn't sure what I was going to walk into when I decided to try and save my friend. That was very reckless for me. I could have been hurt. What? That's why you saved her? So I didn't get killed trying to be a hero? Yeah, I'm sure I would have been outnumbered. I'm not blushing. Jeez, what kind of hopeless romantic are you? Letting one kiss get to you like that. It's shameful. Quit smirking at me. Okay, I am blushing. That kiss meant a lot to me too. And I really am grateful. After studying you and your kind to get ready to summon you, I thought if you were free, you'd run off and, I don't know, eat a bunch of babies or something. Yeah, they don't taste good. Stop it. I'm being serious here. Quit making me giggle. Oh, a hug. Thank you. You. I like the way you feel. The way you smell. It's so different. It's not human at all, but it's so pleasant. Are you doing that on purpose? Can you do something when you're not singing to make yourself seem more appealing to me? No. Are you sure? Hey. You can't just kiss me on the cheek every time I second guess you. So, let me just talk about this. I need a way to lay it out so it all makes sense in my brain. You, the somewhat famous Piper Demon. were set free by accident by me. And instead of exploring the human world, you did something very heroic by saving my kidnapped friend. The one I was looking for. Were you trying to show me that you're not evil? Well, maybe I'm naive, but I think it worked. Thank you. I owe you one. What? No, I'm not making a deal with you. Come on. I'm a star student. I can't become a warlock. Oh, stop. Don't call me a good girl like that. Ah! Oh! Wow, that was really nice. So, thank you for that as well. You stop smirking at me. What am I supposed to do? I can't take you out on a date. You can't meet my parents. How would this even work? If I wanted to be with you. That you could come visit me. Through the mirror in my vanity. Yeah. And we could make a deal for it if I was nervous, right? That's a tough one. I mean, I just said I wasn't going to become a warlock, but I could give you the color of my eyes or all my childhood memories from before I was 3. And in exchange, you would have to promise not to leave my room when you visit, so you can't get into any trouble. We'd have to make a contract, state terms, review it, finalize it, and then I'd have to hide the fact that I made a deal with a demon from everyone. What? I look cute when I'm thinking. Shut up. I am thinking. But I'm trying to think differently. What would my friend do? Oh, is that paper for the contract? Give it here. I see. It has a lot of the terms we discussed. You're quick. I know exactly what I'm gonna do with this. Yeah. I tore it up. Look, maybe I'm a fool, but hold me tighter. I like you. I like kissing you. I like the sound of your voice. And you haven't sang or hummed or made any music. So I know I'm not under your spell. I like you for you. Yeah, so I want to see you again in my vanity mirror. We can eat cookies and read together. That's a good date, right? And I want to see you without a contract. I don't want it to be complicated. I want trust. Besides, you saved my friend. Would you like that? A kiss on the forehead. Thank you. All right, I'm your new girlfriend. I'll wave to you every time I walk by a mirror, okay? I'm so glad I summoned you. When I was researching all these demons to summon, something about you really spoke to me. Maybe my heart knew we'd be good for each other.